Hey friends, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. If you are really excited about the garden season, but you are wondering what exactly you should even get started as far as what you can plant in the month of March, I'm going to actually share with you today what I am planning to plant for the month of March. Now, of course, it depends on what zone you live in, so this may not apply to you, but it's going to give you a starting point where you can look at it and say, okay, do I want to grow this? And then start researching and seeing if it is even possible in your growing zone to grow whatever it is that I have on my list. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family, without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this. Before we get started, I do want to say, if you are listening to this episode and you are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, like you are not quite ready to get started with planting, don't worry about it. You still have plenty of time. And honestly, especially if you're not wanting to start things from seed or you're not looking at doing things that are a little bit more frost hardy, then you have plenty of time. Of course, it depends on what growing zone you are in, but still, you have a lot of time. I think the first year I actually started my garden, I want to say I didn't even plant anything until probably the middle of May. And I still got a decent amount of harvest from that garden. So don't feel like if you are thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not ready for this yet, don't think that that means that you're falling behind or anything like that. That is not the case at all. You can absolutely start later. But also I want to encourage you to listen to the episode because it will be able to help you to have ideas for next year. Because maybe this year it's not possible for you to start anything right now. Maybe you don't have your garden beds prepped or anything like that, but you will have in your mind some of the different things that are a possibility for you to start next year. So just go ahead and hang with me, listen into the episode, and see if you feel like any of these would be something you are interested in growing. And just to let you know, I actually am in zone 7B now. I used to be in 7A, but then when they updated the zones, I was actually changed to 7B. And this is what I'm just going to go ahead and go through the list. This is going to be a pretty short episode, or at least I'm going to try to keep it short. I say that often, and then I end up talking a lot, but I'm going to try to keep this short and to the point. So what I am planning to grow, this is going to be either in ground or in a container, would be things like sugar snap peas. Those I'm planning to plant in ground, and then I will trellis them up. The reason why I want to go ahead and get those started now is because they don't do well in the warm weather. So I need to go ahead and get those in the ground and get them going so that I can get a harvest during the springtime, but then whenever it starts to get too warm in my area, they're going to die off, and I know that. Another thing I am doing is cabbage and broccoli. Those are cold crops. They do okay in cooler weathers. They actually do better in cooler weather. Whenever it gets too hot, they will bolt and I will not be getting anything from them. So it's the same thing. I need to plant them earlier in order to actually get a harvest before it turns really hot here in my area. Rutabagas is another thing I am planning to grow. This is actually something I have tried to grow in the past unsuccessfully. So I'm giving it a shot again this year. Another thing I'm going to plant will be potatoes. Most likely, I will just go ahead and go with Yukon Gold potatoes. I did already start some sweet potatoes in a container of water to get some slips off of those because I am obsessed with purple sweet potatoes, but they are very expensive in the store, like to get them at my local health food store. So I'm really wanting to try to grow some of my own this year and starting my own slips from the sweet potato, which if you guys are interested in knowing how that process goes, reach out to me and I'll be happy to make a podcast episode on it. But I am going ahead and getting those slips started so that I can plant those when it gets a little bit warmer. Another thing I will have will be different herbs like cilantro. I will also do chamomile, dill. I will also plant different kinds of greens. So kale, lettuce, any kind of salad mix, anything like that, and carrots as well. And the common theme in most of these things is actually that they tend to do better in the cooler weather. They do not do well in the heat of summer. So the goal for me is to go ahead and actually be able to get them in the ground and get a harvest from them before it gets too hot in my area. I will say though, when I do this, and if you are going to do this, because you could absolutely throw some carrot seeds in the ground, you could go get some broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, any type of that type of thing. You could go get a start from the store. My local nursery actually has them now. I went and bought some just a couple days ago, actually. You could go get cilantro, chamomile, all of that stuff from the store and just plant it in the ground. If you are thinking, well, I wanted to do it, but I intended to start them from seed and I didn't plan ahead. I've done that many times. It sneaks up on me. So go ahead and go get some starts from your local nursery and you could go ahead and get them in the ground. But what I will say is whenever I do this, I do have to be mindful of watching the weather. So I need to check and make sure what the lows are going to be at night. And if it is going to be cold, so typically I try to do if it's around freezing, I will go ahead and cover the plants. You can use like a frost blanket. What I have used in the past is just an old sheet actually, and it has worked perfectly fine for me. So you could even go to a thrift store or something, get a couple of old sheets and then cover your plants so that they will be protected from the frost. Now we at this point should not have a hard freeze. We might have a light frost. Even looking at my temperatures, I don't believe we will dip down to freezing in the next 10 days unless something changes. But what I will do is I will go out and I will cover the plants, and I do encourage you to make sure you are covering them prior to the sun going down, because you want to be able to trap in some of that heat with the blanket around the plant to kind of insulate it and protect it a little bit more on those very cold nights. So this is really straightforward, really simple. This is what I am planning on working on for the month of March. I will also be starting a lot of things from seed. I will probably do another episode on that. I actually got all of my supplies together. I did order a few different varieties of seeds that I'm wanting to try this year. They should be in a couple of days. So once I get that process going, I will share it with you as well. This just gives you some ideas. It helps you to know what someone else is doing, and it can help you to brainstorm and figure out what is going to work best for you. I would love to hear from you. If you are planting in the month of March, share with us. Come over to our free Facebook community. You can find us at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity and share with us what you are planting for the month of March. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and I will see you back next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.